Here are headline stories from Elgin newspapers 100 years ago today, brought to you by the Elgin Area Historical Society. I'm Linda Rock. These stories were in Elgin newspapers on November 27, 1920. Roland B. Robinson, who yesterday confessed his guilt to the murder of his father-in-law and mother-in-law, Mr. and Mrs. L.C. Brown of Wheaton, after he had been declared sane by the jury, was today sentenced to the state penitentiary at Joliet for life. This ends a somewhat protracted case following a double murder which attracted statewide attraction. Robinson escaped from the Elgin State Hospital late in June, going almost directly to the home of his wife's parents. He attacked them at night with an iron bar and a knife. The parents died shortly afterward. In all probability, Robinson will spend the remainder of his life in prison. What is reported to be something of a confidence game was disclosed today with the arrest of Mary O'Neill of Elgin on a charge preferred by W.R. Hart, proprietor of a store dealing in women's clothing on Spring and Chicago streets. According to the story told by Mr. Hart to a reporter, the O'Neill woman, who is 19 years old, entered his store in company with another woman, who also claimed Elgin as her residence. The couple asked to be shown some coats. They then asked for credit for the purchase of a plush coat valued at $50.50. The O'Neill woman was alleged to have vouched for her companion. The coat was sold to her, the strange woman paying $7 down and promising to pay the balance on future dates. Since the transaction, Mr. Hart has not seen the purchaser since. Mary O'Neill was arrested this morning at a local hotel. That's it for today. Be sure to tune in again for more news from 100 years ago. And don't forget to visit the Elgin History Museum, located in Old Main at 360 Park Street. You can find its hours of operation and programs offered by the Elgin Area Historical Society at www.elginhistory.org.